Blog Talk Radio.
Them days were different. We bust up stiffy to shine just like our feet. Sadness and oppression all was underneath it. We danced all night. We sipped a little something. And Boozer, if you suck, then you finally need to make it got kicked off stage.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to episode 2 of Home to Homeland, the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I am here with you. I am your host. My name is Sanchelle, and I'm coming to you live and direct from my studio apartment in Baltimore City. The song that you just heard, of course, we all know, is, hold on, let me get the right title. It Don't Mean a Thing. It Don't Mean a Thing If You Ain't Got That Swing, and it has been done by many amazing musicians, and a lot of us known it for being done by Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald. You can name a whole plethora of folks who have done it. I have created a particular remix of it that tells the story of Pennsylvania Avenue, which is a street here in Baltimore that used to be considered the Harlem of the South. Why this is good for tonight's show is that this is the beginning of my stage play, Home to Homeland. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Home to Homeland, and then we're going to get to the topic tonight. The topic tonight is connecting Lindy Hop and solo jazz to Baltimore club dance. So in March 2019, I premiered Home to Homeland, which is an interactive dance theater translation of my journey from my living room in Baltimore to Senegal, West Africa. The performance travels through various rooms that represent pit stops in New Orleans, daytime televisions via the Wendy Williams Show, where I interview myself on the meaning of home, and my final stop lies in Senegal, West Africa, where I realize that home is beneath my feet. This interactive experience opens up a world of non-biased seating within the audience, and it sparks a deeper conversation of the similarities of home that defy race, culture, and status. So tonight is the second episode of Home to Homeland, the series, and this conversation is creating connections to find connections and correlations between my hometown of Baltimore and the motherland, specifically Senegal. Here is where I have an opportunity to voice and archive my experiences that have molded me as I have traveled between the East Coast and the coast of the continent. After almost a decade of being a citizen to the world, I have returned home for a moment to honor the life and the bloodlines that have created me, that have come from this land. So how do I honor my bloodline, and how do I honor these cultures, and how do I honor all of these experiences? I honor them by teaching my Afro Club class weekly. I've been teaching an Afro Club class, which is a cross combination of West African dance and Baltimore Club dance. I've been teaching this class for the past 5 years, and it has been a source of research for me to see what are these connections that I'm seeing in the dance and the movement in the bodies of my people who were born in Baltimore, who may have never been to Africa, who may have never thought about going to Africa, but their bodies Speak Africa. So I decided to create a class where I could deepen these connections. And not only is it research for me, it's a fun class, and it's something that I've been able to teach in New York City. I've taught in Philadelphia pretty consistently, and then I've done workshops in New Orleans and a couple other places in the States. So this has been a long time coming, and now I'm creating a way in which I can talk about it as well as dance it. I also honor my bloodline by connecting with local artists here. So tonight, later on tonight, right now at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, at 7 o'clock p.m., I'm going to be moving over to Facebook Instagram Live, and I'm going to be speaking with someone who won a previous title of Queen of Baltimore, which is a huge dance cipher or dance competition here, to see who gets crowned King or Queen of Baltimore, and it is based off of Baltimore club dance. So I'm going to be talking with the guest tonight on Instagram, so you can follow me over there tonight if you like, or you can return back later on and see the playback. I also am honoring my people by bringing all that I have learned on my journey and reclaiming what I have lost. There are some things that I have lost as I've been on my journey, being in other cities and being a visitor in other cities. And though it has been an amazing journey for me, and though it has been eye-opening for me to be able to be around, to actually see what other cities in the East Coast have to offer and to be recognized by these cities, it is great for me to be able to come back home and to reclaim what I have lost. And, of course, I want to tell the story of the unheard. Some of the greatest people I have met have been in bodegas. They've been on the corner stores of Baltimore, the bus stops, the corners. This city has a story, and it's connected to Africa, and I'm here to find that out. So just a few things to keep in mind. I am not an expert of these cultures, but I am a conduit in which they are melded and expressed. After 5 years of studying dance on the continent and a lifetime of being a Baltimorean, I speak from a perspective of experience and not expertise. I am stating only my opinion for those whom the message resonates. This is an African-centered space, a safe space for my people, regardless of lifestyle, sexuality, spiritual expression, etc. If it resonates for you, it resonates. I am always, and this is the last disclaimer, I'm always accepting Cash App and Venmo donations. You can hit that Cash App at any time, and I will not be upset. I am a mom raising a child singularly, and I give a lot to my community because they give a lot to me. So I respect the principle of reciprocity. If you have it, amen and ashe. And let's get into the topic for tonight. So I was really excited to really go into the archives of doing the research for this topic tonight. I think that 30 minutes is not enough for me to be able to even talk about this topic, but I'm going to do my best. What I have pulled together and what I am going to present tonight is going to be connecting Lindy Hop and solo jazz to Baltimore club dance. So I'm going to first define what is Baltimore club dance. What you talking about, girl? You keep talking about Baltimore club dance. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, Baltimore club dance is also known as Baltimore club or Baltimore house or simply Be More. This definition is coming from Wikipedia, so y'all excuse anything that may be, seem a little off, but I'm just reading the definition based off of Wikipedia. Baltimore club is a fusion of breakbeat and house genres. It is often referred to as a blend of hip-hop and chop staccato house music. It was created in Baltimore, Maryland, United States in the late 1980s by Two Lives crew, Luther Campbell, Frank Ski, Miss Tony, known as Big Tony after he stopped presenting in drag, Scotty B, and DJ Spin. Baltimore Club is based on an 8/4 beat measure and includes tempos around 130 beats per minute. It combines repetitive looped vocal snippets similar to trap, bounce, ghetto house, and ghetto tech. Baltimore Club is a sample-based form of breakbeat with samples used including theme songs to shows like Sanford and Son, SpongeBob, SquarePants, and Elmo's World, along with samples from shows like Family Guy, South Park, and Ren and Stimpy. I don't understand what the rest of this is saying, but it's basically saying that these phrases and chants are repeated. So as you can see, Baltimore Club is mostly, when you hear about Baltimore Club, when you look up Baltimore Club, there's a lot of reference to Baltimore Club music. Baltimore Club music came first, and then the dances came as a result of that. So there are specific songs that have specific dances. And as they said here when they talked about taking samples from different shows like SpongeBob SquarePants, there is actually a step called the SpongeBob, right? So it was considered, to me, I consider it a break of house. I consider it another form of house dance. A lot of people may know New York house, New York being a birthplace of house, or Chicago being a birthplace of house. Some people say Baltimore is a birthplace of house. I'm not here to debate, but these were some of the cities that really had a huge start and a huge influence in the start of these forms. And this is a form that is still practiced until today. It is still developing until today. And the thing that I love about Baltimore Club is that you could get it anywhere. You could get it on the side, in front of somebody's row house. You can get it in the club. You can get it in a cipher. You can get it in a competition. It's a lively dance. It's a dance. I've heard people say it's a dance for the youth, even though I've seen some old heads kill the game. And it is something that I feel to me is a language for those who are maybe don't feel like they can express themselves through speech, or they are heard through speech. They're able to do it through their dance. But one of the things that I have noticed so much is how much of a connection it has to the continent, how much of a connection it has to a lot of traditional West African dances. And even after we talk about after Africa, once we got to this land that we know as America, we continue to do these dances, and we continue to do these chants, and we continue to do these different forms of dance that have evolved over the years. And it is now 2020, and we are still doing a lot of the same movement. Tonight, I really want to focus on more so the 1950s, 1960 era. Actually, even before that, you could say 1920 through the 1950s, I would say. Because that was a time where black excellence was really a thing, and jazz music really started to make a sweeping influence across the United, especially the East Coast. And these movements that we see in Baltimore Club, we see it in Lindy Hop, we see it in solo jazz. So now that you know what Baltimore Club is and you kind of get an idea of it, I'm going to give you the definition of Lindy Hop. So Lindy Hop is an American dance which was born in African-American communities. Excuse me, I'm going to correct Wikipedia. Lindy Hop is an African-American dance. It is a black dance. Just because we see more of the Caucasian persuasion that is taking over the face of these dances, this came from us. They can't do it like we do it. I'm sorry, y'all. I got a lot of Caucasian friends. Y'all might be a little offended. I'm sorry. But when I look back at those tapes and I see those people doing Lindy Hop and I see these people doing solo jazz, they could not match the fire and the intensity and the complexity of the dance like us, because it came from us. So I'm gonna correct it for y'all, Wikipedia. Lindy Hop is an African-American dance born in communities in Harlem, New York City in 1928 and has evolved since then. It was very popular during the swing era of the late 1930s and early 1940s. Lindy was a fusion of many dances that preceded it or were popular during its development, but is mainly based on jazz, tap, breakaway, and Charleston. It is frequently described as a jazz dance and is a member of the swing dance family. I also looked up solo jazz dance because Lindy Hop is more of your partner dance, and solo jazz is more of what you would see people doing singularly. And the definition that I got was jazz dance is based on dance moves that slaves and enslaved people brought to America. Slave owners would make captured Africans dance as a way to keep them physically fit. That's what I found online. So, you know, you take it all with a grain of salt, but you're kind of getting the context and hopefully you're getting where I'm going with this. One thing that I want to do with conversation is I want to bring the dance back to the people. And I'm talking about the melanated people. I'm talking about the brown and black people here who are on the earth, because it has been stripped away and taken away from us, renamed, rebranded, and retaken, and it still lives through us. And if we don't see these connections and we don't know our history, we don't know where things are coming from, it's easy for it to get lost in the sauce, okay? So I just gave you all of these definitions, and now it's time for me to make these connections. So what is the connection between jazz dance and Lindy Hop and Baltimore club dance? Well, in my research, I see here in Baltimore in particular, Lindy Hop and solo jazz played a major role in the arts and evolution of brown people. Pennsylvania Avenue, as I mentioned earlier, was once known as the Harlem of the South, where many jazz music legends came to perform. Also, Pigtown is another small white neighborhood, predominantly white neighborhood, that's near the freeway, near the M&T Bank, M&T Stadium, where the Ravens play. And Pigtown played a major role in development of this form as well, and it still does. There's still Lindy Hop competitions. There's still Lindy Hop classes and things of those natures that is happening over in that neighborhood. One thing that I know that my great-grandmother used to always say is that Baltimore was known to be a tough crowd and had some of the best artists birthed from this city. So even James Brown, I heard, came here, and he performed at the Royal Theater on Pennsylvania Avenue, and he got booed off the stage the first time he came. So James Brown didn't even make it. He got kicked off stage because he had to go get it together. He went and he got it together, and he came back, and he was accepted. Lindy Hop, the dance form, it played a major role in the perpetual growth of jazz music and dance. And Lindy Hop is a part of black culture, although these days mostly white culture has taken the main face for it. Some of the things that I saw when I looked it up online was Summer and Dorothy. Lindy Hop, Charm City Swing is a dance class. It seems like it's taught at a gym. And Lindy 500 is Baltimore's Lindy Hop competition, which I've seen a lot of amazing artists perform there. And I've also seen people who perform house also perform Lindy Hop jazz. So there's definitely this connection because you automatically see the footwork. You automatically see the fast-pacedness, the quick-pacedness of it, and the fire, the passion behind these dances when you see them. But I don't quite see anybody making these connections between Lindy Hop or solo jazz and Baltimore Club. Now, during the 1960s, there were riots that Pennsylvania Avenue witnessed as a result of Martin Luther King's death, and the entire block got shot out, robbed out, taken down by drugs and riots, and nobody came back to build it up. So, you know, I'm going to just put this as a side disclaimer for those who like to riot and break the stuff down when they get upset about what the government does. They ain't coming back to fix our neighborhoods up. They might come back and gentrify it, though, and kick you out. So, as you can see, this is a result of Pennsylvania Avenue. When you go on Pennsylvania Avenue now, it is full of drugs. It is full of, there's a lot of energy on that block. And I think that it's just inverted. It used to be a lot of energy for the upliftment of us, and now it is a lot of energy for the decline of us. Of course, you got your usual hood franchise, which are liquor stores and Crown Fried Chicken and this and that, and the slew of crime and the police stay parked on the block. Is not what it used to be, and it's really sad to see it. It's really sad to know that there was black excellence, that there were people like Billie Holiday who grew up in Baltimore, who performed on these blocks, that it's almost like it never existed. These people never existed. They have murals here, but it just doesn't do it justice. Now there is a marquee of the Royal Theater. They rebuilt the marquee where it used to be, but the entire theater is not there anymore. And it has been a sad state of affairs to see it go down and decline in such a way, because it used to be that place. It just really was. So now that I've said all of that, it's time to make these connections. So what is this connection between Lindy Hop and Baltimore Club Dance? So as I said earlier, during the 1960s, the riots came and it took everything over, and it kind of really, you know, ended a lot of the liveliness that we saw. But one thing that did begin to surface in the late 80s was Baltimore Club music, like I said, and Baltimore Club Dance. And when you really have a look at Baltimore Club Dance, if you don't know what it is, you have no idea what I'm talking about, Google is your best friend. YouTube is your best friend. Even Instagram nowadays, you can look it up and It Is Your Best Friend, you can see that there is a lot of similarities in the movement. Even some of the movements have the same names, right? So we got the Crazy Leg. The Crazy Leg is one of the steps of Baltimore Club vernacular, and it's the same movement and the same naming from the Lindy Hop era. The SpongeBob, also, like I mentioned earlier, it mimics movement from solo jazz. I've seen a lot of the footwork, even intricate footwork that I particularly don't know the specific name for, but I've seen a lot of the connection, and I'm like, we're doing this now. We're doing this now, you know, and are we making these connections? I'm not going to say nobody's making these connections, but are we making these connections? If you were to witness the Baltimore Club ciphers and the basic elements of Baltimore Club, there's no doubting that there's an ancestral connection. We remember through our movement. We remember in our bodies. We may not say it, and we may not all be awake or aware to it, but we remember through our bodies. In every generation, the dances continue. The faces change, but the body memory stays the same. Baltimore is a dancing city. I personally know many people from various cities on the East Coast who used to come here back in the day just to party. It was just that place to be. Famous DJs, like I mentioned earlier, Miss Tony, one of the first openly femme-presenting male DJs of the 80s, DJ Rod Lee, Black Star, K-Swift, they were amongst the forerunners of the Baltimore club culture through the music. The music and the dance are one. So this is beginning to be a lost art. Although we see slight continuation with popular dances of songs on TikTok, you don't really see music, an era of music perpetuating an era of dance. You don't really see so much of that these days. That used to be a thing. There was an era of dance. Oh, we have to make music. We have to make dances up. Even me, I'm an early 90s baby. And even growing up in that era, I noticed, obviously, there was the ciphers that I attended, and there was a lot of Baltimore Club, and that was specific to here. But even like in the early 2000s, there was a lot of influence, like when Ciara came out, and you know, you would watch the music videos and you would learn the dances. There was always a dance to go with the music, and we don't really see too much of that these days. The trap music these days, you can't really dance to it, and you know, it's really, in my opinion, is really watered down. But you know, I guess everything is, you know, everything ain't for everybody. And, you know, there's a lot of gesturing. There's a lot of, like, gestures. I don't really see full-body movement, but I see a lot of the younger people doing a lot more gestures that really just fit the five-inch screens of our camera phones. It doesn't really evolve past that. I'm not judging. I'm just stating these are the things that I'm seeing. So I'm watching this timeline of movement and how we are kind of starting to slowly stop moving or slowly stop utilizing our entire bodies, and we don't really recognize when we are performing these dances and we're doing these things, they are connected to the past. They didn't just come out of nowhere. They didn't just come out of thin air. You know, these things are coming from a place of rootedness and a place of passion. You know, there was these dances like Lindy Hop and solo jazz. This was during a time where you dressed up when you went out the house. You know, you wore your dresses and your shoes and your this and your that and your cap, your suits. It was a thing, and you danced in those things. You sweated and wore it out in those things. So what I'm saying, all of this that I am saying, is to say, dance is our roadmap back to our ancestral knowledge. You know, these dances continue on through the years and has shifted musically and culturally based on the times, but we can connect ourselves back to the movements of the past when we connect to the history and we know where they come from. So what other ancestral memories do we hold close to us that we're just not tapping in or awakening up to? I would really like to know. So, you know, that's what I have for tonight. I hope that this was able to maybe spark a conversation. And like I said, 30 minutes is not enough for me to be able to say all that I need to say. But it is amazing for me to be able to see how Black people, melanated people, African people, Nubian people have evolved over time. And, you know, we're in a generation where there's not a lot of we talk about the past, but we talk about it from a generic place. We talk about it from a place of like Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, and you know, it's the same kind of format that we see, but there's more to the story. And you know, even when people talk about jazz music, they always talk about Harlem, they talk about the Cotton Club, they talk about Sugar Hill, they talk about these things, but there was a movement that was happening in a lot of smaller neighborhoods in other cities, you know, and we don't always make those connections. So Lindy Hop and Baltimore Club, do you see the connection? Because I sure do. All right, well, thank you all for listening. Please follow my Instagram page at TrueDancer92, TRUDancer92, or you can visit my website, FanchelleBrown.com, and you can support me by purchasing some merch on my website, or you can just go ahead and hit that Cash App, $FanchelleBrown, or Venmo at FanchelleBrown. Thank you so much for tuning in, and enjoy this tune as we get on out. Thank you.